Mama Hen and Mama Hawk. A long time ago, Mama Hen and Mama Hawk were great friends. They did everything together. If Mama Hen needed to go out, she would take her children to Mama Hawk for safety till she returned. Likewise, Mama Hawk was always ready to help whenever Mama Hen needed anything. Sometimes they cooked together, washed their clothes together, and even told stories to their children together. One day, Mama Hen was sweeping her compound when Mama Hawk appeared at the gate. "Good morning, Mama Hen," the visitor called and out cheerfully, flapping her wings. "Go, go, 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 go. Happy to see you, Mama Hawk. Please feel at home. My home is your home. Welcome, my friend," Mama Hen replied. "I will not be long," Mama Hawk said. "I am visiting my young sister who got married in Matulo village recently. Unfortunately, my hair is looking as shaggy as a cactus tree. Just take a look." Mama Hawk lowered her head for Mama Hen to examine her hair. "You are right, my friend," said Mama Hen. "Your sister will be embarrassed to see this wild bush on your head." "I have come to borrow your scarf," said Mama Hawk. "I know that you have some beautiful scarves, including the blue one that you bought when we went to Matete Market recently." "Go, go, 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 go. I will be happy to help," said Mama Hen. "Your sister's new relatives should not say that her people have wild forests instead of hair." Mama Hen entered her bedroom and emerged with a blue scarf. Mama Hawk covered her head and went away. 2 days later, she returned the scarf with lots of gratitude. "The visit was wonderful," she reported. "We ate to our fill and danced our hearts out. You should have seen how the scarf was swaying rhythmically on my head like a flower in the wind." Mama Hawk handed over the scarf and left. A few days later, Mama Hen went back to Mama Hawk's house. "My child's pair of shorts is torn at an unmentionable part," she said. "The boy is too embarrassed to play with his friends. You should see how he is struggling to cover the torn part with his hands. Please lend me your needle. I will return it as soon as I finish the repair work." Mama Hawk dashed to her bedroom and returned with a needle which was safely stuck on a dry leaf. "Thank you," Mama Hen said and left. Being the planting season, many days passed without the friends visiting each other. But one afternoon, Mama Hawk appeared at Mama Hen's house. One look at her face was enough for Mama Hen to know that there was trouble. "I want my needle back," shouted Mama Hawk. "Go, go, 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 go. We are friends, aren't we?" Mama Hen replied. "Must you shout louder than an elephant?" "I want my needle back," repeated Mama Hawk. Mama Hen went to her bedroom. She searched and searched without success. She turned all the clothes upside down, pulled out the pockets, and shook them vigorously. She later began to scratch the ground around the house, searching for the lost needle. When darkness fell, Mama Hen was still searching. Mama Hawk was so angry that her feathers became droopy. Furiously, Mama Hawk grabbed one of Mama Hen's children and flew away with a child crying and kicking in vain. "I'll be coming every so often," Mama Hawk warned as she soared into the sky. "I'll pick your children one by one until you find my needle." From that day, Mama Hen is always scratching the ground in search of the lost needle. That is the end of the story.